before this episode, we just want to let you know that there is the use of the N-word in this episode. It's done by someone who is an African-American, so he says it's okay. With that, enjoy the show.
Hi, and welcome again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today we have a great guest. I've been a fan of him since I was a child. He's been around for a while. I'm sure he doesn't mind me saying that.
No.
I'd like to introduce to you Lawrence Trunod, otherwise known as Mr. T.
Hey, good to see you, Aaron. Good to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming out here. I mean, I'm so surprised we were able to book you. You've been so busy lately.
Yeah, you know, we're shooting the 18 2017. We got all the old cast members back, plus Liam Neeson, just as a guest star. And I happen to be living here in Astoria now. I don't know if you knew that. I live right next to LaGuardia.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Some people would call it the Delta Terminal, but I call it home.
Wow, that is... So wait, you live at the Delta Terminal?
Yeah, I live at the Delta Terminal.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Wow.
Hey, you know, you can't get much more luxury than Delta. Delta provides world-class service in its coach. In its coach cabin. And as well, you get free Goose Island on Delta. You don't get that one anywhere else. So I decided to make the switch to Delta, and I haven't gone back since.
Well, that's great to hear that you're doing so well. As our audience may or may not know, you're famous for your role in the A-Team. You played B.A. Baracus.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently you're filming a new 18 now.
Yep.
I have not heard about this, but I mean, I'm so much movie news. It's hard to keep up with all of it.
There's a lot.
You're also known for, playing Clubber Lang in Rocky III.
Oh yeah. I remember that was a good time. You know, one time Stallone and I, we went to a restaurant called Taco Bell and, we went to Taco Bell and he said, "Let me get a number 3 with cheese." And I said, "You dumb motherfucker.
Really?
There ain't no cheeseburgers here at Taco Bell."
Oh!
You get it?
Yeah, no.
And he looked at me and you know how Stallone talks. He was all like, "Hey, yo, I want a cheeseburger, I get a cheeseburger." And because he was the best Stallone, they made him a cheeseburger.
How did they make a cheeseburger at Taco Bell?
They got buns in the back.
They've got buns at Taco Bell?
And here's one thing you don't know about Taco Bell. Something that only the rich people know, like me. At around 4 a.m., after fourth meal, you know, the whole advertisement for fourth meal, they close for 3 hours and they turn into a McDonald's.
Wait, Taco Bell turns into a McDonald's?
Yep.
At 3 a.m.?
At 3 a.m.
Wow.
4 a.m.
4 a.m.?
Mm-hmm. Can mess up words. Yep, 4 a.m.
Wow. No, that never knew that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take it back a little bit for you. Growing up, you were born in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
7 brothers, 4 sisters. Mm-hmm. That's a large family. How did you, like, have to prove yourself in your family? Like, what was it like growing up in such a large family?
Well, let's just say that I only have 3 brothers now and 2 sisters. Because it used to be something called the Thunderdome back when I was growing up. The Thunderdome is where you prove yourself as like the most powerful sibling of all the other siblings.
Wait, are you suggesting that you fought to the death with your siblings?
Yeah, fool!
Sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
Sorry. I'm trying to be out of character lately, but yeah, I mean, I killed Mr. R, Mr. S, and Mr. U, and then I killed Miss WC.
So wait, these all had different initials. I always assumed that the T stood for your last name.
Nope.
What does the T stand for, Mr. T?
Well, it can stand for a lot of things. It can stand for terminate. It can stand for turnaround. It can stand for thorough. It can stand for termite, because I'll eat your wood.
Wow. That is a lot of... I'm so glad you were able to share that with us.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
So, you gave yourself the nickname, Mr. T, actually, at the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
You felt that too many people were calling you a boy, that naming yourself Mr. T made you a man.
Yeah, because I don't know if you ever read a dictionary, But if you look up Mr. in it, it says man. And I was like, what's the best way to get people to appreciate me as a man? Call myself Mr.
Now, do you feel like you're compensating for something? That naming yourself Mr. is gender identifying yourself off the bat?
I'm a man, fool. I don't care about gender identification. You know what? This might be controversial.
Do enlighten us, Mr. T. Let us know. Where do you stand on gender identity?
I believe if you're a male, if you're born with a penis, you're a man. I'm sorry, I get emotional when I talk about this. If you were born with a vagina, you're a woman. If you got some in between, you deserve to die.
That is very harsh. I'm harsh.
You know what was harsh? Growing up in the ghetto of Chicago and killing my brother. I stabbed him in the heart with a pitchfork.
Wow. I just like to let our listeners know that we do not support stabbing people with a pitchfork, and we support all of our listeners, transgender, whatever you identify with, non-identifying.
Speaking of transgender, I had a Trans Am back in the 70s. Ooh, man, that was a hot ride. I took many a woman in that, and those women all have vaginas.
Great to know, Mr. T. I'm going to leave the subject of gender identity because I'm afraid it might upset some of our listeners. You spent some time in the military. You were in the Marines, but you were discharged.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Was that honorably or dishonorably?
Dishonorably, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It has been reported.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wasn't that smart. And after I changed my name to Mr. T, I did some dumb stuff. I robbed a little old lady. She was standing at an ATM. I went up to the back of her and I said, Social Security is going to be cut in about 40 years. She died. And took me to a court. They said, you can either go to the military or you can go to jail for the rest of your life. I said, fine, military. Went to the Marines, trampled over them fools, left and right. But there's one day, I was sitting in my barracks, taking apart my gun, putting it back together. And this little dumb motherfucker came up to me. And he said, hey, how do you keep your mohawk so mohawky?
Oh. Were you offended by that?
Of course I was. How do you think I keep my mohawk so mohawky? You know what this fool said?
What did they say?
I don't know. Does it just grow naturally like that?
Oh, that's not nice.
I know, like he doesn't recognize the work that I put in to make my mohawk mohawky.
Is mohawky the proper term for a mohawk?
Anything I say is proper term, fool!
I take your word for it. You are a very intimidating man.
Good.
So after you were in the Marines, you worked as a bouncer.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually competed on certain, like, TV bouncer competitions. There was a competition where you partaked in different bouncer games, even throwing heavy weights large distances. And that's actually how you got your TV recognition. People found you as an interesting character, and you tended to win all these competitions.
Yep, sure did. I used to bounce at a lot of clubs before I did that.
What's a great story of when you were bouncing? You bounced during the 70s, so there's a lot of drugs and disco, and
Yeah. Everything
was crazy back then.
I remember the Bee Gees came up to my club one day. I was working at this club called Corée, and the Bee Gees came up. And I can't do that good of a Bee Gees impersonation, but I'll try. I wanna get in the club. And I said, you the Bee Gees. I love your song, Staying Alive. Come on in. And they came on in, and they spent so much money just throwing dollars at hookers and hoes. And I'll say that. And at the end of the night, fucking David Bowie was there. Now, David Bowie, cool dude. Dressed a little weird, but cool dude. He came up to the Bee Gees, started trying to make some trouble. You know, talking about his China girl this and dance this. And I said, hey, fool, these are Bee Gees. You put some respect on their name.
So Bee Gees and David Bowie didn't get along?
No, they hated each other.
Oh, wow. I never knew that.
You know that song by David Bowie called I Hate the Fucking Bee Gees?
I am unfamiliar with I Hate the Fucking Bee Gees.
Oh, it's good. It goes something like this. Hit the beat. I hate the Bee Gees. They smell like pee-pee. I hope they die tonight. Everybody dance.
Wow. That was a great impression of David Bowie, Mr. T.
Thank you. I practice a lot, you know. Tim and I had a relationship after that.
Oh, really? What did you and David Bowie, did you guys go anywhere? Or?
Yeah, we went everywhere together, but nowhere in public. We went to Kisser's Lodge. It was a lodge up in the mountains of Colorado where gay men just go to kiss.
So are you saying you had a homosexual relationship with David Bowie? You previously said that you only have sex with women that are born with female genitalia.
What?
Now you know.
What? You're mixing my words around. That's not what I said.
It seems to be what you alluded to.
I said, well, we went up to the gay place, but we didn't do anything. We just held hands and, like, hugged. That's as manly as you can get, okay? Me and the A-team used to have triple hugs all the time.
I mean, triple hugs?
Quadruple hugs, sorry.
Quadruple hugs?
You know I didn't go to college. I went to the Marines.
Moving on. You were part of the first WrestleMania in the WWE. You actually tag teamed with Hulk Hogan in his famous match versus
Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan in his tell-all book actually said that you saved the main event.
Mmm. Of course he would say that. You know. Was that written after he said nigga?
Excuse me?
Remember, he said, this is like a big thing for Hulk Hogan, where there was a video of him saying that he doesn't want his daughter dating any niggers. And I can say it, I'm black. And, you know, that was like a big thing. And back at the time, he jokingly said it to me. But, you know, I didn't think it was like a big deal. But, you know. Actually, let me call him up.
What's up?
Hey, Hulk. Can you hear me? It's Mr. T.
Yo, it's Hulk in the house.
Hey, say the N-word.
You want me to say the N-word?
Yeah, I'm on a podcast.
I don't know if this is the right podcast for this.
Hold on. Let me get my pass.
So we're on the phone with Hulk Hogan right now?
This is Hulk Hogan. It's Hulk Hogan's house.
You have him like... He, wow.
Yep. Hulk, you there?
I'd love to have you on the show, Mr. Hogan.
I actually just used my pass 10 years ago when you had me on another podcast and you had me say the N-word. And I can't. You know, the pass is good every once 11 years, so.
All right, give me a good brother then before I go.
Brother.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow. Everybody, that was Hulk Hogan. Hopefully he's on the
podcast. I know Sean Connery, too. You want to hear him?
You're just calling every celebrity you know, Mr. T?
English ring, ring, ring. English ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Sean Connery, it's Mr. T. How you doing?
Oh, Mr. T, I'm just drinking a tea in my cottage.
Oh, in your cottage? You grew up in the cottage in the mountains of Yorkshire?
Yeah, so I was actually just jacking off.
Oh, jacking off.
Uh-huh.
A famous pastime of James Bond. Just jacking off while drinking a... whatever he drinks on the rocks.
A chi.
A chi.
A chi.
A chi. Hey, do me a favor. Say the N-word.
Ah. I'm afraid I can't. I used my, my pass 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Same time Hulk Hogan did. All right.
Yeah, when I was dating Halle Berry. And she was like, don't you say the N-word.
Cool. I'll talk to you later, then.
Wow, everyone, that was Sean Connery. We've had a celebrity-studded podcast today. Thank you, Mr. T, for bringing... You don't even just name drop. You just call him up.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
Yeah. How many people do you think you called each day?
Oh, if I had to round at the Delta Terminal, probably about eight people every day.
And are they all as popular and famous as the ones we've heard today?
No, there are some lesser known people. Like, I have a friend named Marky Feely, who just speaks in rhymes. Just drops bars all the time. I call him sometimes. Sometimes I call my good friend Liam Neeson. I mentioned him earlier.
Yes.
Sometimes I call myself, just so I can try to see if I'm interesting.
Wow. So, moving forward again. You actually had a music career.
What?
Yeah, you released two albums. They actually came out the same year. The first one was Mr. T's Commandments, as you recall. Oh, and yeah. The other one was Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool. That was the one where you had the famous song, the Mother song. You know, Mother, treat her right. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, that was so long ago. Oh, man, yeah. I haven't sung in a long time, you know. You know what? While we're here, why don't you and I sing together?
This is a return to music for Mr. T?
For this short time. Let's see if I get into it, you know. Sometimes I sing at the Delta Terminal where people mostly just walk away from me. So,
I'm not much of a singer, but I'll try to keep along.
Okay, then let's sing this very classic 1980s hit, I Wanna Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Here we go. We'll start with the chorus. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I wanna dance with somebody. Oh yeah, dig it.
I wanna feel the heat with somebody.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I wanna dance with somebody.
Snap into a slam jam.
With somebody who loves me. Was that a little bit of Randy Macho Man Savage there?
What? What fool? What are you talking about?
I could have sworn you said snap into a Slim Jim.
You're mixing my words around. What's your last name? Max? Aaron Max?
Yeah, that is my name, Aaron Max.
Max.
What is that supposed to mean? Sounds like you're getting a little salty here.
A little bit. Mad Max, as it reminds me of. Fucking Mel Gibson.
Whoa. What's wrong with Mel Gibson?
Let me call him.
Wait, you're calling up Mel Gibson now?
Hello.
Hey, Mel Gibson, it's Mr. T.
Oh, Mr. T, how are you doing today?
I still hate you. You a dumb motherfucker.
Oh, well, I hate you with the fury of all my testicles, and I only have one of them left.
Where'd your other one go?
Your mom ate it.
Ah, you a dog son. You know what? If you wasn't so damn Christian, people would have had your head on a pike years ago.
Yeah, and if you wasn't so damn stupid, you'd be smarter.
Oh, wow, okay.
Hey, why don't you learn how to read sometimes so you can add more letters to your name instead of just one?
I'm sorry. You can end this phone call. It sounds like Mr. Gibson is quite mean.
No, no.
Yeah.
Dumbass nigga.
Your mom is getting ready to eat my udder ball, so I'll leave you be.
I hate you. Click. I'm sorry.
Wow, Mr. Gibson is quite the bully. You seem quite emotional, Mr. T.
Shut up, fool!
I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend. I just noticed you're getting a little worked up here.
What about me is not perfect?
Is it because you can't read?
I never learned how to read. In elementary school, they just taught me how to throw rocks.
So wait, is the T the only letter you know from your last name?
Yes. I didn't even know that Mr. was a word. I went up to a dude and I was like, hey, what's this word say? He says, Mr. I said, good, and I punched him. He died. And now, I can't read. I can't do numbers good. I can't even speak well.
I noticed you're quite worked up. Let's move forward. Recently, you were on Dancing with the Stars. You did a good job. That seems to be where most celebrities go to reboot their careers.
Yeah.
Now, and there's been quite a huge success of celebrities coming out of Dancing with the Stars and then having great new careers that were just returning to the graces that they once were at.
Like who?
For an example, let's just say a lot of them. I'm unfamiliar with the Dancing with the Stars. My parents watch it. I'm not a big fan of the show.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, does this signal a career reboot for Mr. T?
Well, yeah, after that, actually, after Dancing with the Stars, that's when we started shooting the A-Team 2, subtitled the B-Team. And it's just a bunch of younger usses with me as like their kind of like Wolverine type of figure, you know, like their mentor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's going really well.
So, Mr. T, I'd like to go into a few speed questions with you. We're gonna go a little
speed?
Bit
speed. You got some speed?
No, I do not have drugs here.
I do cocaine, speed, meth, heth, birth, plet, suplex.
Suplex?
Suplex. That's a good one. When you take it, makes you feel like you're being suplexed by Brock Lesnar 15 times. German.
I've never heard of that drug. All right, are you familiar with the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I fucked Mary Kill before.
In that order?
In that order.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite impressive. All right, so I'm going to give you three things, and you tell me which you prefer for which category. Chains, mohawks, and beards.
Gotta marry the beard. Beard never leave you. Beard keep you safe from the worldly harms. Yeah. Gotta kill chains. Chains keep us down for so long. Even though chains can be pretty good for BDSM, which I do love.
Well, you wear quite a bit of chains.
Yeah, I do actually. I don't know if you can see this one going down from the top of my neck all the way down to my butt. It goes down to my butt crack.
Oh, wow.
It actually goes in my butt.
I was actually, I read that you started wearing the chains because people would leave them behind at the club, and you would wear them hoping that people would come back for them, and then just never did, and you just accumulated that many gold chains.
Yeah, isn't it so weird how people just have chains and just leave them at a club? That's such a weird thing to happen. And I thought it was really ironic. I was like an early hipster, you know, so I thought it was pretty cool. I swear, yeah. Yeah. And then, obviously, I'd fuck mohawks, because mohawks live on the edge.
Yeah. Live on the edge
of your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm just going to do a little bit of word association. Basically, I'm going to say a word, and you tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
Great. Pity.
Kill.
Fool.
Kill.
Team.
Death.
A.
Banana.
Rocky.
Murder.
Chains.
Murder.
All right. I think that's all we have time for today, Mr. T. Thank you so much for coming out, for calling all your celebrity friends. That was a real treat for us and our listeners. And anything you want to say before you go?
I pity the fool. Doesn't separate the recycling.
All right. Separate your recycling. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been the Yes and I Am podcast, and we'll see you next time. Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having Mr. T here, it has been my friend RJ Williams.
Hey.
And Mark has been here too. Mark,
hey.
Okay, cool. RJ, do you got anything you want to plug real quick?
Go see North Coast at 9 p.m. on Saturdays at People's Improv Theater in New York City.
All right. Our theme music is by the artist Regulus. It's his song, Yarning. You can check him out on SoundCloud. He's got a lot of great stuff. Our album art was done by the great Pat Brown. Thank you again for doing it. It looks awesome. Thank you for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast, and we will see you next time.